Jack Mayfield is joining us right here on ESPN 97.5. Jack, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Great. We were just talking about it, Jack. There are probably a lot of positions that have better futures in Major League Baseball than someone in the Astros organization playing second base. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, these guys, they were the best in the league last year. So
right,
absolutely.
You're behind Jose Altuve, who's pretty good.
Yeah, MVP caliber.
Yeah, no MVP. So, yeah, that's probably a difficult. Have you gone to the organization and say, hey, what about, you know, I think I can catch or something?
No, I haven't. I just try to do whatever I can. You know, I just try to be consistent. And, you know, it's actually pretty special being behind these guys because I definitely learn a lot. And, you know, as you can tell from last year, you can see what they do. So it's definitely helping my game as well.
Jack Mayfield is with us here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, how much do you go, and are they? Is, you know, do you go up to Correa, or are you kind of shy in the locker room and don't want to bother people, or how are you going about it where you want to pick their brains?
I do pick their brains a little bit whenever we're on the field. In the locker room, we kind of just, you know, do our own thing. But when we're on the field, you know, we chat a little bit, especially on defense. So those guys know all the little ins and outs of the game and stuff like that. So it's definitely helping me.
I want to ask you about this because as a dad who has kids playing in Little League, and John had, you know, a kid playing in Little League for a long time. One of the things, and you know, me playing baseball growing up, one of the things you always think about as a kid is, boy, I don't want to get hit by a pitch. I mean, that's it. But at some point that has to completely leave your mind if you're going to focus and get hits inside the box. And they have, you know, it's a much safer game in terms of technology and face masks and whatnot and a lower level. You were hit by a pitch last year that you suffered multiple facial fractures. And it's something where you were, you know, it's a part of the game. I'm kind of curious, the first time you got back in the box, what your state of mind was after suffering something like that?
Honestly, I wasn't too bothered by it. I do have a little face guard now on my helmet, but, you know, to be honest, I was kind of excited to get back in there. And, you know, it was just a freak accident that hardly ever happens. It was just a crazy moment. But, you know, when you're up there, you can't expect to get hit, or you can't be thinking about getting hit because that'll just mess up with your approach and your hitting and everything. So, but it was pretty crazy how I wasn't too nervous to get back in there. I was more excited.
Jack Mayfield is with us here on ESPN 97.5. That is neat because I never got hit, and I had to, my career had to end at 12 years old because I was literally terrified of getting hit in the face. So for you to get to step back in there is pretty cool. Del Rio, Texas. What's the coolest thing? That's where you're from, in Del Rio, Texas.
It's got to be Lake Amistad. There's a nice big old lake there. You know, a lot of fishing, a lot of boating, a lot of everything there. Jet skiing and all that. So, as a family, we have a little boat that we go out there every now and then. I mean, it's tough because I'm gone during the whole summer. But early when we get back, like in September, we got a little bit of time. But other than that, we also got an Air Force base, Laughlin Air Force Base. That's pretty cool. I go play golf there, go to the gym. But it's just a nice little peaceful city, not too much going on. You know, it's quiet and friendly, and, you know, it's really nice to go back to in the offseason.
And you went to OU. Do you feel like you were a traitor to the state of Texas?
A little bit, but it was kind of crazy. Growing up, I was a big UT fan, big Texas fan, and I had never even, like, thought about Oklahoma at all. And then just one day my junior year, kind of funny, it was after a lake day, I had a voicemail from Tim Tadlock. He was like, hey, it's Tim Tadlock with the Oklahoma Sooners, just touching base, and I want you to get back to me. And, you know, ever since then, I was a big OU fan, and I knew for sure I was going there.
Neat. Jack Mayfield with us here on ESPN 97.5. Couple of bombs already. Are you ever going to – you got two homers this preseason. Who did you hit them off of, and is that something you'll never forget?
I'm not too good with names, to be honest. I just remember the teams. It was Mets and then Marlins. But, you know, it's it's crazy in spring training because you got a lot of young guys and a lot of veterans, but everyone's, you know, fighting. Everyone's trying to do their best. And, you know, I was just fortunate to get some good pitches to hit. And that's what we're doing in spring training is if you get that pitch, you gotta be able to drive it. And so every morning in the cage, we're working on that. We're working on those good pitches to hit. And, you know, you just got to keep working so you don't miss it, so you don't pop it up or ground out. And, you know, I was fortunate on those to put a good swing on them.
Isn't that cool? What's it like running around the bases knowing you just hit it in front of AJ and with, you know, Springer and Correa in the dugout watching you?
Oh, it was an awesome experience. I had a good experience last year. I wasn't invited to big league camp, but I got called up for a couple games. And, you know, I felt like I did okay. And then this year, of course, I got rewarded to be in the locker room with all these guys. So it was definitely one of my best experiences hitting that first home run and, you know, in big league camp. And, you know, it was very special running around the bases. And, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything. I'm just enjoying my time here and just trying to work hard and stay healthy.
Do you think, like, when you're in the minors and the Astros are making the run that they made, what's talked about with you and your buddies who are on a lower level inside the system? Like, how closely do you keep up with what the big team is doing?
Oh, we follow them 24/7, but we just know that they're the best team in baseball, and, you know, there was nothing that was going to stop them. It was pretty crazy. You can just see all of these guys. They work really hard, and a lot of them are really young. You know, a lot of those guys up there are younger than me, but their talent is just through the roof. And, you know, all the hard work that they've put in has definitely paid off for them. And, you know, being in the minors is a little different than watching them, but you wouldn't be playing for any other team. You know, you know you got the best organization, in the MLB. And so it was a great experience last year, especially at home during the World Series. I was glued to the TV, like, every game. And, you know, we would have little group gatherings to watch the games. And, you know, of course, we were just rooting on the Astros every game.
So you really, as a second baseman for the Houston Astros organization, don't want to be traded?
What's that?
You don't want to be traded. Let me get that straight.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the main thing is that you're in a winning environment. That's how I see it. And, you know, it's a lot better to be around all these guys, you know, especially learning. And, you know, you never know. You just got to stay healthy. But the environment is just amazing around here, especially after winning the World Series. It's just a good vibe around here, and, you know, everyone knows that they're some of the best players in the league. So it's definitely a great environment, and yeah, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
So you play golf, you said. Have you played the Floridian, Jim Crane's course?
Yes, I have. I played it last year, actually. I haven't got to play it this year, but that course is amazing. And we actually had a team dinner there a couple weeks ago, and there's a little short par three right there on the mm-hmm. back porch. So that was pretty cool. It's about 100 yards, but those guys are just hacking away. And, no, yeah, that course is amazing. I definitely want to go back there on our next off day.
Do you think you can beat Verlander?
I don't know. I don't know what he shoots. I'm about a 10 handicapper on there.
Oh, no, you can't beat Verlander then.
Yeah, what's his handicap? I've never heard about it.
You know, got to ask you.
Verlander's,
you know,
scratch.
Hey, oh, wow.
Yeah, dude can hit it with the pros.
I'd like to see him play, though.
Yeah, Jack, you're an everyday player. Verlander, right. He's one of those lazy guys, just plays pitches every,
yeah,
you know,
by the way,
every 6
yeah,
days.
He's playing Floridian about every day. So, yeah. So
he's practicing.
Yeah, 4 out of 5.
That would be an amazing experience to get to go play with him, you know, a couple guys like that, especially scratch golfers. It's pretty awesome to see.
Out of 5 days, he gets to go into the dugout with flip-flops on. That's different. That's a different
deal. That's a different deal. He's in a different category. We appreciate meeting you, Jack, and congratulations on the spring success.
Hey, I want to ask him real quick. Who's the big hot arm, the young hot arm that we need to be looking for from the minor league systems that you've seen?
I would say Armenteros. He's a Cuban pitcher that we got a couple years ago, and I was fortunate enough to play with him in Double-A and Triple-A last year. And, you know, the guy's just he's a bulldog pretty much. He's just a grinder. He throws about 92, 93, but he just throws any pitch at any time, and he just has a different mentality than a couple pitchers. So I would definitely keep an eye on him, Rogelio Armenteros.
Rogelio, and Jeff Luno mentioned, when I asked him for you when Jeff Luno was on with us, and that was the first guy that he mentioned as well, and he got the first start of the spring games.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Wow. So he was definitely rewarded with that, and he did really good that day. So
he
showed what he has.
Yeah, good season last year. I'm looking at his
Rogelio.
His numbers, double Rogelio. A, then up to triple A, and yeah.
Yeah, the guy's just a bulldog. He's a workhorse, and you know, he just knows how to pitch.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, Jack, we appreciate it. Jack Mayfield right here. No, any relation to Baker with the OU thing going on there?
No relation. I've gotten asked that probably about 100 times, but no relation. Well, I don't know. Maybe I need to look
into
ancestry.com.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Hey, at least claim it. Yeah, just say a cousin. Get cousin. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I tell people, yeah, he's my cousin, but
he'll go through
I don't think we're related, but it'd be pretty cool.
He'll go through ancestry.com to see if he's related to Baker and finds out he's related to Sam Darnold.
Hey. Whoa. Hey.
Might even be better.
Jack, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with us.
All right. Thank you very much.
Jack Mayfield with us here on ESPN 97. That's a